News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Drinking water in private supplies is becoming worse quality than public water supplies. That's according to a new report from the EPA. Noel Byrne, Programme Manager of the Drinking Water and Wastewater Enforcement Team with the EPA, joins us. Noel, tell us what you found with private water supplies.
Yeah, good morning, Shane. Look, today the EPA launched a report on drinking water quality in private supplies. Now, the report covers two groups of suppliers. So firstly, our report looks at community water supplies, which are better known as maybe private group water schemes. And we have seen a decline in water quality complaints over the past number of years, which is a concern. Secondly, the report looks at small private supplies. Now, these are businesses that have their own well and supply water to consumers, such as maybe a nursing home or self-catering accommodation or even a sports grounds. And what the report highlights is that many of these businesses with wells are not registered and therefore they're not monitored by local authorities, and that's creating a risk to public health. So what the EPA are calling for today really is for mandatory registration of these businesses that supply water to the public from their own well, just to make sure that the proper checks are completed by local authorities on these supplies.
Noel, I'm sorry to cut across you. I'm absolutely staggered that it isn't mandatory. I would have thought that is a bare minimum.
Yeah, well, look, that is the kind of gap in legislation that the EPA is calling for today. So the local authorities are required to maintain a register. They do take proactive steps to get businesses with wells to register so they can complete the proper checks. But actually, their role would be greatly helped if it was a mandatory requirement, because then they would have powers. If someone just wouldn't register, you know, and maybe they were putting, you know, water into the public domain that hasn't been tested, you know, they'd have powers to do something about it. So that's what we're calling for, that gap in legislation to be dealt with. There's approximately 1,700 small private supplies or these businesses with their own wells registered with local authorities at the moment, but we know there's more of them out there. And if I give an example, in Cork County Council, Cork have done a very good job at registering as many as they can in their county at the moment, and they've roughly 300 registered. But if you look at a similar size rural county such as Mayo, they only have 1/10 of that amount registered. Mm-hmm. So you obviously see, look, there's a gap there, and there's businesses out there that have their own well, they are supplying water to the public, and it's not registered with the local authority, it's not being tested then, so consumers can be assured it's safe to drink.
What is the problem with the private water supplies? What's the big issue in terms of contamination?
Well, I suppose E. coli is one of the key things that you can have there. And the key thing for a lot of small private supplies is, look, it is their own well. So the first thing to make sure of, obviously, is that the well is sunk properly, if that's where you're getting your water source from. And if that's sunk properly and it's properly built, and then the source is protected so that you can't have things like maybe agricultural runoff or something else getting to that well, well, then your well is pretty safe. But the one way to ensure that your well is safe is get it registered, get the local authority to come out and do their checks. They will do the full suite of parameters, from your E. coli to pesticides to any other byproducts that might be in your well, and they'll be able to let you know and give you the assurance that your well water is safe to drink.
Mm. Are septic tanks a big problem? I know we spoke to you a couple of months ago. I think it was over half of septic tanks failing to meet the required standard. You found, is that an issue with private water supplies?
Yeah, it absolutely can be. Look, there's 160,000 households in Ireland that have their septic tank and a private well on the same site. Now, that could be the same for, you know, a private water supply here that's supplying water to the public. So if you have a septic tank near it, if that's not working properly, absolutely that can be another contaminant that can get into your private water well. And then it reinforces the need to get these wells tested to make sure they're safe for consumers to drink.
Okay, we will leave it there. Noel Byrne, Programme Manager of the Drinking Water and Wastewater Enforcement Team with the EPA. Thank you for talking to News Talk Breakfast. Fair bit of work to be done in relation to our water supply, no question about it, Jonathan.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.